It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
To another episode of Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to Open Heaven Hour. This is a moment of the day where we take our devotion. And this section is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. And for Open Heaven Hour, we use our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. If you're just joining us and if this is your first time, I want to specially welcome you to this family, this devotional family. Here, what we do is we sit at the Master's table, we eat, we dine, and we wine with Him using the Word of God. We take one or two lessons and go into the world, making our day better and living by the standard of the Word of God. So if you're just joining us, I want to congratulate you and say good morning, regardless of the time zone that you are using. I want to still welcome you and say good morning to you. Today is the second day of June. Today is Sunday, and I hope you are preparing to go to church. But before we go to church, we will take the first word for today from our Open Heaven. Today's topic says, God rewards. God rewards. And our hymn today is, there shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. Our Bible in 1 year is Job chapter 31 to chapter 34. Job chapter 31 to chapter 34. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8. And it says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8. And it says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 1 to 18. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Matthew chapter 6 verse 1 to 18. Please take your Bible and come along with me. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to 18. And it says, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory for men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, And your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corner of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual says, in over 50 years that I have been serving God, I have observed that he always rewards those who give to him and work for him. As long as you live a holy life as a child of God, he will thank you for whatever you do for him. Some years ago, I was going to Port Harcourt, a city in southern Nigeria, for a crusade. God told me about a man that I had met at the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International Conference and said that I should stay in his house. I had only met this man once. I called him and told him what God said. He shouted and cried in joy. I stayed at his house and grew very fond of his firstborn, who was a very small boy. One day, I was getting ready to go for the crusade when the children arrived from school. I didn't see my little friend, so I asked his father about him, and he told me that he was at the hospital battling for his life. He had ingested some poison while at school. Immediately, I heard God say, "That was why I asked you to stay here." God had seen in advance that danger was coming to this man's house, and that was why he had told me to stay there. I later discovered that this man had told all his colleagues in the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship that he would pay for all their outreaches for 1 year. With such a sacrifice, it was not surprising that God decided to protect his home from danger. I went to pray for the boy in the hospital. On my way to the crusade that evening, when I got there, the doctor signaled to me that there was no hope, but I prayed. And by the time I returned, I met him at home because he had been discharged. The boy's father had pledged to give to God, and in turn, God rewarded him by saving his son from death. God rewards us bountifully whenever we give him anything from the depth of our hearts. In our Bible reading for today, you will understand that God sees all you do for him in secret and will reward you in the open. He will never forget anything you do for him. Have you done things for God that will make him determined to give you a great reward? Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, never hesitate to do anything for God, because he will surely reward you for it. Never hesitate to do anything for God. He will surely reward you for it. Are you blessed today by the word? Amen. Thank you for staying tuned. Till we see again, or till you hear this voice again. This is Open Heaven Hour, brought to you every morning by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. Till we meet again, God bless you. Enjoy the hymn.